Hi there. Welcome to today's mindfulness challenge. So our challenge today is going to focus on hanging in there, staying engaged in your mindfulness exercise when you start getting a little bit antsy, a little bit ready to move on. It's being able to sit through this mild discomfort that teaches us how to do so in the grander scheme of our everyday lives. So for today's session, you're going to commit to participating for at least 5 minutes. You can sign up for more if your mindfulness practice is already more extended, but 5 minutes is the minimum for today. So go ahead and set a timer, find it on your phone, your iPad, your microwave, whatever works for you, and set it for at least 5 minutes. Next, settle in and find your breath. And by this I mean, just start paying attention to it. It's been there the whole time while you were listening to me and doing other things. Now check in with it. You don't need to do anything special with it, but just connect with the pace of your inhales and exhales and the natural rhythm that your body already has for them. It takes when it needs to, and it lets go when it needs to. When a thought arises, try to see it without diving headfirst into it. In other words, just tell yourself, oh, there's a thought. And bring your focus back to your breath. Instead of saying, ooh, that's a great question, self. Is everyone going out after work tonight? If so, we should go to that place down the street. I wonder if they still have specials until 7. The last time I was there, and so on, and so on, and before you know it, you're gone. You're on the thought train, and you're out of your mindfulness exercise. Nothing's wrong with planning for happy hour, and nothing's wrong with getting distracted for a second. It's going to happen, but when it does, bring your attention back to your focus. Just label the thought and come back. If you want, you can even do some math. Okay, not really, but you can bring some numbers into the mix if you want to. Just focusing on your breath might not be quite enough of an anchor for you at this time, and that's totally okay. If so, you might want to try inhaling to a count of 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhaling to the same count, 1, 2, 3, 4. When a thought arises, call it just that and come back to your count, 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. So you may also find that you need to recognize that thoughts also often bring friends with them that we call feelings. So yeah, chances are that when you set a thought aside to come back to your point of focus, your breath, your numbers, whatever it is, you may notice that the coast isn't quite clear yet. Those remnants are little things we call feelings or emotions. Chances are, if you're thinking about happy hour later, you're currently also feeling bored, frustrated, maybe even just excited. When the thought goes, the feeling may linger. Sometimes feelings show up on their own too. You'll be like, what? What's all this irritation about? Listen, don't worry about it for now. Just label the feeling, and without trying to push it away or judge it, just turn your focus back to your breath, to your numbers, to your words, to the colors, to whatever you're visualizing, whatever the focus of your meditation is. So there's some irritation. Right now I'm going to come back to the 1, 2, 3, 4. And then let it all go. Or as Jon Kabat-Zinn, aka Mr. Mindfulness, has famously said, maybe just let it be. When the timer rings at the end of your 5 minutes or however long you've set aside for yourself, gently let your focus return to your breath or your numbers or whatever it was. And then let it go. Bring your awareness back to your body. to the room and the space around you. Take your time with this. If you've really been in the zone, it can be a little bit of a shock to come back. But when you do, then give yourself some major credit. You hung in there despite probably at some point wanting to bail. You got bored, fidgety, distracted, frustrated, etc. Yet you stayed in it until the timer went off. I probably don't have to say this, but I will anyway. If you can do it in your meditation, push through all those irritating feelings, even the exciting anticipation of looking forward to something, then you can do it in your life. You can hang in there where you are, stay present, and time will pass. You'll also have the benefit of actually having been present in the interim, though. Good luck with your challenge. I hope you've enjoyed this guidance through it. Have a wonderful day, and don't forget to catch your breath so you can unleash your potential with Mindful MBA.